I think a lot of people are wondering why protest the G20. So I think it's important to point out a couple of things. That the last G20 summit in 2013 in St. Petersburg resulted in pledges by a lot of countries around the world that resulted directly in huge cuts to social services and huge cuts to public services. And we can be absolutely certain that our Prime Minister Tony Abbott, coming out of this G20 and certainly going into the G20, is already making promises. Joe Hockey already making promises to cut public services, to cut the rights of working Australians by 10%. This G20 summit and all G20 summits are about cuts, to services, to healthcare, to education. And I think the most galling thing about the G20 is the amount of taxpayers' money spent on it. $500 million, half a billion dollars spent for the rich and the powerful to come together to decide how to make our lives harder. And that's unacceptable. And I think it should be unacceptable to all Australians, and people should certainly come out and demonstrate. What's also been particularly frightening is the security blanket, the iron curtain that's been thrown over Brisbane for this G20 summit. Whole sections of the city being shut down, businesses to be majorly affected without compensation, and the campaign of fear and intimidation by both the police and newspapers such as the Courier Mail. I think, as always, our protest on the Saturday of the G20 will be a peaceful demonstration, a mass expression of people's opposition to the policies of austerity and opposition to the crackdown on civil liberties that's happening in this country. I, for one, as part of the Queensland Civil Liberties Network, oppose the G20 Safety and Security Act, oppose the crackdown, oppose the extraordinary and extreme police powers, and oppose the terror laws and the security laws that have been foisted upon Australia amidst a climate of shocking attacks on Muslim people from this government, from the media, and from the people that they're inciting. So amid this sort of atmosphere, I think it's more important than ever for people to assert their right to demonstrate, assert their right to protest, and to defy the culture of intimidation and fear that's being foisted upon us. And more importantly, I think, is to point out the G20 for what it is, to call out the G20 for what it is, which is a body that doesn't have the interests of ordinary people at heart, but has the interests of big business and the warmongers at heart, most of all.